Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The world that we are living in is extremely daunting, at the same time extremely exhausting for every single one of us. And it's constantly changing and extremely unpredictable, especially the times that we are in now. And as a result of all of this constant change and unpredictability, we as human beings can lose our focus and also can lose a little bit of heart in these uncertain times. But as Muslims, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the ever-living and who is constantly there, who always existed and shall continue to exist, and find stability, find strength, find reassurance and comfort from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, insha'Allah al-Aziz, we'll go through a particular verse of the Qur'an, which will strengthen our faith and show us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reassurance and the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal in the Quran, he mentions, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. That Allah azza wa jal has promised that he will never burden us or burden a soul beyond its capacity. This is a promise. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reassuring us from the outset that in spite of the challenges that you may face and the difficulties that you may have in your personal life, social, financial, emotional, religious and spiritual life, know that this is within your ability, within your power, within your means to overcome this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reassuring you that you can do this. You can get through this. This is first and foremost the reassurance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the comfort from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is saying that I have empowered you and you have the strength to overcome this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to say, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ, that every single individual will bear the consequences of the good that they do and also the evil that they do. So in these times, in these difficult times and challenging times, it's important for us to push ourselves to do more good deeds in terms of khairat and sadaqat, and reading the Qur'an, doing the tilawah, doing tawbah, doing istighfar, being merciful towards our children, being dutiful towards our parents, and taking care of our family, our neighbors, and being considerate, being good individuals, good Muslims, good citizens, good human beings wherever we are. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower us with His mercy. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not do evil in these particular circumstances. It's very easy that when you're in a difficult situation that you want to find the easy way out, or you want a quick fix in a solution. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that even though you are being trialed, you are being tested, you are in a difficult position, do not take the easy way out. Do not do something haram. Do not do something wrong. So for our brothers and sisters, for all of those people who are at home, it's very easy for them to be on the wrong website, to be speaking to the wrong individual, to say certain things to certain people, to forward or share certain things and pictures and videos and looking at things and doing things that we shouldn't do. We wouldn't normally do, but because we are home, we are tempted by all of this free time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning has reassured and reminded us, you can do this. But then he wants us to make sure that we do the right things and not do the wrong things in order for us to transform ourselves. And then the dua continues where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا, that the believers, those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do a dua to Allah azza wa jalla, that, oh Allah, our Lord, do not impose blame upon us if we have forgotten or if we do make a mistaken error. So this is again a dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla, a request, a pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that yes, we are human beings and we know right and we know wrong, but in spite of that, oh Allah, shower us with your mercy. So undoubtedly all of us in some way or form may end up making mistakes and doing certain things that we shouldn't do during these testing and difficult times. But nevertheless, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly in repentance, in nadama, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for those things that we make a mistake in, or those things that we err in. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the dua that the believers make, that رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلَ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا, that, O our Lord, lay not upon us a burden like that which you laid upon those before us. So even though we have been reassured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning that you will only be burdened with that which is within your capacity. Nevertheless, it's human nature to still turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to get that reassurance and that comfort and that reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah, please, please make it easy for us. And then we say, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. That, oh our Lord, pardon us, oh our Lord, forgive us, oh our Lord, have mercy upon us, have clemency upon us as well. Indeed, you are our protector, you are our guardian, and you are the one who grants victory. So in these difficult times, it's important for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the strength of the heart, to strengthen our heart, to strengthen our mind, and also to strengthen our actions, and to make sure that we do the right things, and we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do the best that we can, and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the outset of the verse is reassuring us that you can do this, you can overcome this, and you will get through this, and my mercy and my pardon and my forgiveness and my victory and my protection and aid will be with you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to find strength in these difficult times. Jazakumullahu khairan.